queso de gallo and one hot sauce. Awesome. Thank you so much.
There's a steady stream of customers at a small Mexican restaurant tucked away in the corner of a Thousand Oaks shopping center. Business is good, but not great for the restaurant called Three Amigos. Like many small businesses in the Central and South Coast, the owners are trying to figure out how to survive in the coronavirus world.
It slowed down very badly the first 3 weeks, as everybody else. And then it picked up the gutters, and we made it. We survived, everything. You know, we're in a phase that we're doing okay. Not as good as we used to do. People are, you know, doing our other things, you know, maybe cooking at home or doing some other stuff, but we're still here.
Juan Rodriguez owns the restaurant along with his brothers Leonardo and Federico. The two-decade-old business is an American success story. The brothers came to the U.S. from Mexico, got educations, and followed their dream. They have two of the small restaurants, one in Thousand Oaks and one in Newbury Park. But coronavirus has threatened them. Rodriguez admits the last few months have been scary.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like everybody else. Small, big companies, you know, small businesses got big responsibilities, you know, pay the bills and all that, you know, rent and all that stuff, you know, fixed expenses, you know, like, are we going to make it or not? Yeah, totally. It was scary, but here we are, you know, like everybody else. We're glad to be here.
He says it's an essential business. They stayed open the entire time, even when they were losing money. They wanted to keep their staff working.
We didn't lay out not even one person because we want them to be on the payroll and pay their bills. We were slow, but we just cut a few hours here and there in the first 3 weeks, but then we put them back to them. That was a good thing about us, that we like, you know, the business, you know, we didn't want them to be suffering.
Business isn't what it would normally be like, but it has been improving. Paul Stecliff is a regular customer.
You don't eat inside, but I'm usually in a hurry anyway, so I usually grab and go. So I'll eat where I'm at, where I'm going, rather than staying here. Sometimes I'll sit outside, it's nice, but for the most part, I'll take it to go.
Stecliff admits he's still a little hesitant about eating at restaurants.
Since COVID, I've gone out once to dinner, and it was a small little restaurant, and it was nice to be out, but I felt good because it was such a random place. It wasn't in the middle of town. It wasn't anything like that.
The Thousand Oaks restaurant has a small indoor eating area and an outdoor patio. The indoor area is small, too small for more than three or four tables with proper social distancing. So they've removed all of the tables and enclosed the order and pickup areas with plexiglass and plastic sheeting.
We have seating outside. The inside, we cannot seat anybody inside, you know. And we understand. I mean, we won't be like trying to push the line to seat people, you know, when there's tight, you know. The good thing about us, we were operating mostly as a takeout, more like a sit down. So that helped us.
Three Amigos co-owner Juan Rodriguez says they had to train the staff with some new safety protocols, and customers are no longer able to use the self-serve soda machine or the do-it-yourself salsa bar because of health concerns.
All those protocols that the health department provides, that really makes sense. Prepping, wearing gloves, try to come earlier in order to prepare, because there's more things to do. You know, we're serving the drinks for customers, because they can't put in the salsas in the takeout containers because customers cannot do that. It changed the system of operation, but we're adapting to it. The employees are adapting to it.
Three Amigos was able to get one of the small business government loans to help it get through the crunch. Rodriguez says all they can do is to keep doing what they do, making their popular burritos, tacos, and other food, and hope that the economy makes a comeback. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.